This is an Aero News Touch and Go for August 7th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Boeing's successful challenge of the U.S. Air Force's award of an aerial tanker contract to Northrop Grumman and Eads may be looking like a hollow victory about now. The Air Force accepted a recommendation from the Government Accountability Office that the contract be rebid, and details of the revised request for proposal have been leaked to the media. The new RFP has changes from the last one and appears to make Northrop's Airbus-based KC-30 a stronger contender than before. Reuters reports that in its 98-page briefing, the Pentagon says it will place greater emphasis this time on capabilities above and beyond the original RFP. Things that Boeing's plane could do better have been assigned lower priorities in the new RFP. There are conflicting reports of fatalities following the crash of a Sikorsky S-61 firefighting helicopter in Northern California. Four firefighters are reportedly in critical condition after the Hilo hit terrain Tuesday evening while transporting personnel to battle a fire. The Sacramento Bee reports the helicopter was operated by Carson Helicopters and crashed at the north end of the Buckhorn Fire at 7:45 p.m. The accident site is about 15 miles northwest of Junction City. The FAA reports 13 people were on board but makes no mention of fatalities. Four were initially taken to Mercy Medical Center in Redding, and two were later transferred to the UC Davis Regional Burn Center. Officials said Wednesday 9 firefighters were missing and presumed dead. The U.S. Forest Service has confirmed there were fatalities, although it's not clear how many. Flights operated by the nation's largest airlines arrived on time at a higher rate this past June than in June of last year, but at a lower rate than in May of this year. The monthly air travel consumer report was released on Tuesday by the U.S. Department of Transportation's Bureau of Transportation Statistics. The 19 carriers reporting recorded an overall on-time arrival rate of 70.8% in June. Once again, Hawaiian Airlines posted the best on-time performance at 92%. American Airlines was worst, with 58.8% of its flights arriving on time. The U.S. carriers reported a mishandled baggage rate of 5.15 reports per 1,000 passengers in June. That's a big improvement over June 2007's rate of 7.94 per thousand. You can find details of the report in the text version of this story on our website at aero-news.net. Following a 5-week delay due to damage at the production facility, this week the center fuselage section of Boeing's fourth 787 Dreamliner arrived at the plane maker's assembly center in Everett, Washington. The Seattle Times reports the Section 44 mid-body barrel arrived on Monday night, hours after the aircraft's nose section came in from Wichita. Crews began joining the sections of the Dreamliner No. 4 on Tuesday. The technician who damaged that 84-foot section of the fuselage by improperly drilling fastener holes has reportedly been fired by Global Aeronautica in Charleston, South Carolina. It's not yet known how the delay will affect Boeing's already tight flight test schedule for the 787. The first Dreamliner is slated to fly in November, with deliveries commencing in the third quarter of 2009. Boeing will ultimately have 6 787s in what's expected to be a 10-month flight test program, and another 2 used for ground testing. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing, where we'll tell you more about these stories. L3 Avionics introduces a way to retire steam gauges for good. LAX officials try to figure out why they're getting threats from Qantas. And NASA scientists explain why they're non-committal about life on Mars. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, you'll hear my conversation with 2008 CFI of the Year Max Trescott at EAA Air Venture. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.